Welcome to A Positive Look. This is Tony McIntosh, and it's time to get uplifted. It's springtime and feel better. Stick around. We've got a great program. Susan Smith-Jones joins us, and she's going to tell you just how to have an uplifted life and view of things. That's all next here on A Positive Look. Busy life, kind of create a little hectic pace of life, you know. We all have to do way too much and don't seem to have enough time to do it. And according to our next guest, and you've heard her here before, today, holistic health and lifestyle expert, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Susan, good to have you again this morning.
My pleasure to be with you all the way out here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area of Los Angeles.
I know, and you're a big Dodgers fan, so let's just get that out of the way right now. You lucky dog, you. How about that?
Sorry for you that you lost Freddie, but he's one of my, through college, my goal in life was to be the very first female Dodger baseball player. I'm great at sports, but there are few other players I follow, and my other favorite player, other than all the Dodgers, was always Freddie. What a great first baseman, and how happy am I that we now have him as part of the Dodger team.
Well, I tell you, he's a great guy. He really is. There's no doubt about that. And y'all enjoy him. Maybe he'll do some, except when you play the Braves.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry. We got to have a
interesting moment.
Little caveat there. Well, let's talk about your brand new book. I mean, you've already had one incredible book, Wired for High Level Wellness, and now you've got another book that's coming out called Uplifted. And tell us what do you mean uplifted? What is the, how can this even be better than the previous one you wrote?
Yes. Well, and by the way, we're debuting it. It came out a week ago. Well, it's called Uplifted. 12 minutes to more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality. Now, who doesn't want that? And it was designed to go with Wired for High Level Wellness. As you may recall, Wired for High Level Wellness gets in, like it's spring now. You spring clean your home. It's got the big detox program and how to rejuvenate and look 10 years younger in 30 days, and brain health, and lots about weight loss, and boosting energy, and immunity, and making your body disease-free. Uplifted gets into more emotional and mental. Now, it does talk about foods that can uplift your mood, but it also goes into detail about foods that can actually cause depression and suicidal thoughts. You know, I've got recipes in this new book and personal stories and how to claim victory over a stressful life and to be more kind. And you know, we'll talk about this and the healing power of gratitude and kindness. And this is why I wrote this series. And you might not know this about me, but very briefly, you know, a little summary here. In the routine of everyday life, because I work with people all over the world, and I've done that for decades, it can be really easy to feel stuck. We may cycle between fad diets but never reach our goal weights. We may shove our greatest hopes and dreams back into the closet. We may ignore the nagging health concerns. But sometimes I think most of us need a little jump start, some supportive, simple advice from someone who cares and knows how to get us back on the right track. You may recall that for four decades, I've been working with, you know, before COVID, I traveled worldwide. I do a lot now virtually on teaching people how to live their highest potential, how to be uplifted and high-level wellness every day. And I work with 12 clients a year so I can offer my utmost positive energy and expertise. And I give them all my best secrets from decades of work. And some of my clients have been corporate presidents, politicians, world-class athletes, a lot of television and movie celebrities. And I teach everyone how to get that greater sense of purpose. I work on all levels, Tony, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and I give everyone my gold star secrets. Now, while you might not be lucky enough to be one of my dozen, you will have in your fingertips in these two books, Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted, that just came out, all of the tools and time-tested advice I've given all my clients for decades, a lot I learned from my grandmother, to take your life from ordinary to extraordinary. And in Uplifted, it's sort of part advice guidance book, it's part workbook, it's part playbook, and I offer you these beautiful 12 minutes or fewer, 12-minute action steps that you can take to make your life go from literally ordinary to extraordinary. I have over 100 affirmations. You get lots of stories about my life, my challenges, when I was in an accident and my car was totaled. And then I reveal, with their permission, lots of stories about clients who have had heart-wrenching challenges in their lives and how they overcame everything. You know, and as I teach people, you have the key to unlock your healing powers today so you can conquer illness, you can extend life, you can be uplifted day in and day out. And I teach you exactly in simple terms and in a gentle way, because it's not always easy to start a new life-changing program, but Uplifted gently will guide you along the way. And if you can, and I'll finish with this, that you don't need to change everything at once. Baby steps, Tony, when they're consistent and enthusiastically embraced, and I'll give you some practical tips today, they'll soon become your new normal. You'll be courageous. You'll achieve your goals. I know everyone can do this, but now it's time for you to totally believe in yourself. You have the key to unlock your inner power to achieve any goal you want, and to be uplifted. And this isn't just temporarily for a few minutes, oh, maybe I'll do this for a few minutes, and then I'll feel better, but then it will go away because look what's on the news every night. No, what I give you in this book will help you feel uplifted for hours and days. For example, one suggestion is that after dinner, take a 12-minute walk, because there was a study in the journal Diabetes Care, and about half of Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and a 12-minute moderate speed walk for 12 minutes after eating, about 30 minutes after eating, exerts significant control over your high blood pressure. Why is this important, Tony? Because leaving too much glucose in the blood can not only lead to full-blown type 2 diabetes, but also cardiovascular damage. So I give you over 100 12-minute action steps, and they're done in 21, and their cumulative effect manifests significant changes in one's life. And I've tested this on thousands of people. So everything that I've taught all my 12 clients I've worked with for years and years and people all over the world are in these two books, Wired for High-Level Wellness and just released Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality.
The book Uplifted, this is really kind of a nice program that is meant to be kind of a permanent fix to everything, especially for busy people, or maybe you just have a lot of things going on in your life, not necessarily, it can be personal, it can be professional, but what do you think people really want out of their busy, hectic lives anyway, and how can they, I guess, navigate all those crazy things they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Yes. Well, you know, it's not a decision you make one morning and the rest of the year everything's great. I think you make a decision every single morning. And one of the best decisions you can make, literally, and you and I have touched on this a little bit in the past, it's really to start with an attitude of gratitude. if you wake up, you know, like, well, here's what I do personally. I always put God first in my life. And if you wake up every morning and do some prayer work, read the Bible, do some prayer work. I do a short breathing meditation where I use, we talked about it before, peace be still from Psalms 46:10. I breathe into peace, and then I exhale slowly to be still. 5 minutes of that makes you feel really peaceful, relaxed, chilled out, happy about the day. And so if you start your day putting God first, greet your day as a blessing, and then treat yourself with kindness, that means you're not going to eat a junk food breakfast, you're not going to be rushing, you're going to take your time, your self-esteem will blossom. And it often starts with just that attitude of gratitude. Remember my grandmother, Fritzy, used to say to me, she taught me this as a teenager, that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So it's important all day long to not focus on negativity. And I'll tell you in a moment that if you choose to be negative in life, you have a much shorter lifespan. That's really important to talk about because studies back that up. But if you choose to be grateful for everything throughout the day, no matter how difficult the circumstances, that will make you a little happier. It will give you more peace of mind. It will assist you in living more fully. And I think daily gratitude literally makes you a magnet for miracles. It because you're always attracting back to yourself what you're thinking about, what you believe, your thoughts. And a lot of people don't know this. Being grateful literally changes your brainwave activity, your neural activity. Tony, they've used an MRI technology, and researchers have discovered that gratitude lights up the brain's reward pathways, kind of like a Christmas tree. And that makes you happy, not just for a few minutes, but literally hours and days. You know, I have a whole chapter on, and all scientifically based on, the health benefits of gratitude and the health benefits of kindness, and how kindness can make you feel better. In fact, let me just talk about right now, if someone says to me, well, my mom and dad were always negative and pessimistic, and that's just sort of what I learned, and I doubt that being negative, because look at the news every night, how can you not be negative?
It's tough.
I doubt that will affect me at all. Well, let me tell you how it will affect you. You must choose your thoughts wisely. I always like to say to people that your future depends on the choices you make today, so choose wisely. There's a new report, and I wrote about this in Uplifted. It was published in, it's called, you know, the Mayo Clinic, Mayo Proceedings, and it says that individuals, Tony, who profess pessimistic explanations for life events have poorer physical health and a higher mortality rate compared to either optimists or middle-of-the-road types. And this is regardless of age or sex. In fact, every 10-point increase in the study's pessimism scores was associated with a 19% increase in the risk of death. Okay, let's look at the glasses half full. Conversely, participants whose test scores indicated optimism had a survival rate significantly better than expected. And the scientists think that the reason for this is that the pessimists may be more passive, have a darker outlook on life, of course they do, than other personality types, leaving them more prone to bad life events like injury, illness, and depression. But the results of this, of being pessimistic, is that pessimism itself is a risk factor for early death, and the scientists said it should be viewed in the same way as other risk factors like obesity, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels. So one of the big features of the book is to teach you how to be optimistic no matter how crazy life is, the uncertainty around us, what we see on the news, there are ways, and I give you over 100 ways to be more optimistic, practical things, things you can do in 12 or fewer minutes, because most of us can't do it in a day, a few hours, an hour. But I can't imagine any of us listening here today say you don't have 12 extra minutes. You can find it, and I give you things. And, you know, it always begins with faith. Faith is that invisible and invincible magnet that attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and expects. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5:7, and that is, and it's true, worry ends when faith begins. And remember Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorite all-time quotes of my life, he wrote, "The whole course of things goes to teach us faith." Everything in life, you know, whether negative things happen, positive things, everything is geared to help. Let's build our faith. And faith in what? Of course, me, it's God. Because exercising daily builds up strong muscles, bones, and immunity. Getting good sleep builds up energy, vitality. Eating a great diet, you and I have talked about before, builds up revitalization. And praying and meditating, you know, on the Bible. Praying builds up our connection to God, changes our lives, and builds up our faith.
When you wrote the book, Susan, Wired for High Level Wellness, a lot of that had to do with a lot of physical, like what you put into your body and take in, and it seems like Uplifted is more of a kind of a mental state, and you have some things that in the book that kindness seems to be the big cornerstone of the entire book, but how to improve health and decrease stress mentally and to stay happy. And this seems to be like the two go together, obviously. You've mentioned that a little bit earlier, but is this something that you can sustain for how tough is it to slip back into some of that pessimism, especially with everything that's going on that we hear about all the time?
I love that you've just said all this, because it takes you being really aware of your thoughts. Remember, there's three things over which we have control. What we eat, nobody shoves the food down our throat. What we think, and how we move, the exercise we get. And you see, health is always a complete package. So that's why I did Wired for High Level Wellness and then Uplifted, because I don't want to give you a 500-page book. Let's split it into two easier-to-read books. And by the way, the Kindle version of both of these books is in color. The printed version, and it's beautifully designed books with butterflies and flowers. Anyway, they're in black and white. But health is a complete package, Tony. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, working as one. So you've got to show by your daily actions that health is a top priority for you. When you have and embrace a positive mindset, you can accomplish anything. Never underestimate the power you have to take your life in a positive new direction. I'm always inspired by that Bible quote. You know it well. Everyone knows it. Matthew 19:26, that with God, all things are possible. And I want to give you a little analogy back to my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. And it has to do with how we need to clean up our mental attitude, because we're in charge of our thoughts. No one puts the thoughts in our head. We decide what we think. And I give you lots and lots of suggestions how to keep your mind more positive. But think back to your last Thanksgiving dinner. So the food's eaten, Tony, and it's now time to clean the turkey pan. And the pan is all burnt and crusty, so you pour hot water and soap into it, and you let it soak in the sink for a while. Then you begin to scrape the pan. At least this is what our family did. And then you really have a mess, and it looks worse than ever. But if you just keep scrubbing away, you'll soon have a pan that's as good as new. And it's the same, I think, as I write about in Uplifted, with cleaning up the dried-on mental pattern you've carried for years and probably decades. when we soak it with positive, new ideas of gratitude and upliftment, and I teach you exactly how the mind works, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, why you're not achieving your goals, why you continue to struggle with losing weight, you know, why, and how to keep your body completely disease-free. But when you fill your mind with positive new thoughts, then all the old will come to the surface for us to look at. And that's why I give you over 100 positive life-changing affirmations, and I teach you how to make your own affirmations in Uplifted. And soon, if you do the affirmations, the little 12-minute steps, you'll have completely cleared out all those old limiting beliefs that have been sabotaging you from living your highest potential. And a lot, and some of this has to do, turn within every day, rather than always looking outside in the world. When you constantly direct your attention and energies outward, I think, Tony, it's easy to lose that sense of inner wonder, calmness, peace, joy, you know, beauty, where true happiness and peace originate, because we're always living in the hustle, bustle of life, rushing around, not carving out 5 to 10 minutes for ourselves. One of my most favorite presidents, he was the 16th president. Who was it, Tony?
Yeah, 16th, that would be Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, so he said, I love this quote, we are about as happy as we make up our minds to be, and our inner happiness comes not from the things we own, it comes from the kindness, as I write about in Uplifted, and the love we have and that we show to the world. And kindness begins not just showing kindness to others, but you definitely want to start with yourself. Show kindness to yourself. And how do you do that? You do that with getting enough sleep, maybe meditating a little bit each day, eating a better diet. All of these things I write about in different chapters in Uplifted, and how these things will affect your mood and make you feel uplifted. For example, 10 minutes of an aerobic activity will double your level of endorphins, according to a study in the UK on 200 people. It was a 4-year study. And endorphins are one of the chemical keys to happiness. And they also found that the people that exercised outdoors in nature were more compassionate after exercise as opposed to exercising indoors in a gym. And because, why is that, Tony? Because being in nature calms us down. It reduces anxiety. That's why, and this is what I did early this morning, started at 5:45, I did a hike in the Santa Monica Mountains. By the way, at SusanSmithJones.com, my website, put in the search bar, invest in yourself with exercise. I've got a free webinar. If you need to be inspired to exercise, it will help you. And let's just talk about nature for one moment. You've got to spend more time in nature. This is a disease that I coined called NDD, Nature Deficit Disorder. Because when you have a choice, exercise outdoors, take a hike, go in the mountains, your local park, maybe walk at the beach, or go in your backyard, ride a bike. Because not only, Tony, does too much time away from nature drain our body's energy, it throws off our physical, mental, emotional balance, and it also wrinkles our soul and deprives us of a cost-free visual Valium experience. And the more time we spend outdoors in nature, breathing in, they're called negative ions. Paradoxically, negative ions are the ones that help your body release dopamine and serotonin. Those are neurotransmitters that lift you up and make you feel great. So the more we can exercise and be outdoors in fresh air, the healthier and more uplifted we'll be. And our grandmothers and moms were right when they, what they say. They said, go outside and play.
And don't come in until the sun goes down.
Go, yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Go outside to play and pray. And while you're outdoors, if at all possible, please take your shoes and socks off. On my website, if you go in the navigation bar, SusanSmithJones.com, go to Favorites, and the very first drop-down under Favorites says Earthing and Grounding, Nature's Most Effective Whole-Body Healer. And you'll see I posted a one-hour documentary by doctors and scientists about what happens when we put our bare feet on the natural earth. Not only do we suck up electrons through our skin that will instantly put you in a good mood, but it will pretty much heal whatever illness you have in your body. And I'm not kidding. You've got to watch this documentary. And if you can't get outdoors, you know, on that page, right now I'm at my desk in my office in my home, Tony, and my bare feet are on an earthing mat. It's very inexpensive to buy, and you get almost the same positive results if you're on the grass or the beach or, you know, walking barefoot outside, just in your backyard. If you can do that a little bit every day, and even if it's cold, just put on a warm jacket, a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and take your shoes and socks off. Now, listen, I'll just say this to you because nobody's listening.
All right.
If you can do it in your birthday suit, if you can let's say you've got a private backyard. I'm not asking you to go out in public to do this, please.
All right.
But if you have a private backyard and you can lie down on the grass and get more of your body connecting with the grass, with the earth, and if you are in any way depressed, I promise you in 10 minutes you'll no longer be depressed. Maybe because a neighbor will see you through the window next door. But
the neighbors may get depressed. But
yeah, it takes away pain and inflammation. It releases the dopamine and serotonin in your spinal cord and your brain. And it will heal whatever is ailing in your body. And if the grass is a little bit wet, maybe it's dewy from the night, or you've just turned on the sprinklers, you actually absorb more electrons. Because when we have single electrons in our body, it gets too oxidized, and then we get more free radicals. And I'm not talking about a group in South Central L.A., but we get more free radicals that age us and causes disease throughout our body. But when you can bring in the electrons from the earth, and this is one of the best and cost-free ways to heal your body, you will be dazzled at how much better you feel. So if I can't go out, like I'm 1 mile from Santa Monica Beach, and I often go down there to work out, or I go to the Bluff to work out, and I do it barefoot. People are always asking me, where are your shoes, ma'am? You know, did you lose your shoes? And then I get a chance to talk to them about earthing. And by the way, in my current newsletter, make sure right on my homepage, in that picture of me, it says free monthly newsletters. And it takes 10 seconds to sign up. The general public never sees them. When you sign up, I consider you my extended family. And this month I have stuff about libido and increasing energy and earthing and losing weight. And what's important now? You're spring cleaning your home, or you're thinking about it maybe.
Right, yeah, we're still just in the thinking.
Your body.
Yeah, we're still in the thinking process right now. You know, kind of it off.
But this is good to spring clean. Start with your body. You know, definitely start with your body.
I was just going to say, I mean, with all of this positivity that we've talked about, excuse me, and then then there's the reality of the world, and we see this every day. And so, you know, whether you're seeing information and news from Congress or just people on the television news. You're just hearing angry people. How do you deal with that? Are we just getting meaner as a society, or is it our imagination? Or, I mean, how do you block all of that out?
Yes. Yeah. No, you know what? It's not your imagination. People are getting meaner and meaner, meaner and meaner. And as I write about it and Uplifted, I think we're in the midst of an epidemic, and you can choose not to be part of it, in which few people have the time to be kind. You know, I call it a form of busyness, and it's nothing short of a sickness, where so many people are self-centered and they're rushing around trying to make ends meet, coping with mounting stress and numerous health issues, which is why these two books tell you exactly how to get around that. And the more you rush around, Tony, without keeping your life in perspective and in balance, the more you lose compassion for others and yourself, too. And people are in, I watch people, it's fascinating to me, are in such a rush these days, talking fast. Look who's talking, huh? Eating fast, moving fast. And think about this. What a difference from 50 years ago, because you'll probably do more this year with appointments, people to meet, places to go, myself included, I know, than your grandparents did in their entire lives. And given this awful pace, we barely have time to relax, cultivate relationships with our spouses, our children, friends, nature, much less God. So is it any wonder that stress-related diseases are on the rise? Because we're under pressure to keep busy even in our leisure hours. But when you know the speed of life, and by the way, computers have sped up our lives. We want to do everything. We want to do it at once. And I see it as a sickness of epidemic proportions, and I refer to it in Uplifted as a busyness or a hurry sickness. This type of lifestyle drains our hearts of compassion, according to studies that I wrote about. And if you understand the speed of life, you can slow it down by enjoying it more and by making a conscious choice of being more compassionate. You start with yourself. That's why I wanted to make Uplifted really practical. And you'll find, as I mentioned, there's actually 130 simple, effective things you can do in 12 or fewer minutes to instantly, no matter what you see on the news or no matter who was cut you off in traffic, to increase your level of joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality, slow down the speed of life, and feel totally uplifted every day. Now, that's not to say that on occasion I don't get a little depressed. You know, when someone maybe really disappoints you and they promised you they would help you with this and then you never even heard from them again, or maybe you wake up with a scratchy throat and you're not in the best of mood, or maybe your husband tells you he's bringing over three people for dinner and you don't even have time to go to the market. But there are things that you can do, little things, from a little earthing, a little I teach you the most simple deep breathing exercises that within 5 minutes will calm and relax your body and help you to look younger. I teach you about sleep and how to sleep like a baby, and your diet. I know nobody shoves the food and beverages down your throat. You decide what you eat, and I have two chapters devoted to the foods that can uplift your mood and the foods that can deflate your mood and even make you depressed and possibly suicidal. If you want to be kinder and more compassionate, you've got to let go of foods made with lots of white sugar, white flour, artificial flavorings, colorings, preservatives, and I give you all the lists of foods to not have in your kitchen and to always have in your kitchen. If you want to be in a better mood, you got to choose foods with the natural colors. You know, a lot of emphasis on fresh fruits and vegetables, and literally keep your body hydrated. Just a 3% dehydration in your body, Tony, can cause depression. and 80% of Americans don't drink enough water. Often when you're hungry, you're actually thirsty. So drink a big glass of water first, and then see a few minutes later, are you still hungry? And here's a good simple approach to decide what to eat. If it grows, eat it. If it doesn't grow, like cake, candy bars, donuts, French fries, don't eat it. And that doesn't mean you can't splurge from time to time, but keep in mind that what you eat today, you'll crave tomorrow. It's what? Called carryover craving. And it takes about 10 days for your beautiful taste buds to readjust. So maybe you choose to give up salt because it's not good for your blood pressure. You know, in 10 days, you'll find that if you have no salt, you won't miss anything. And there are all these other, I'm doing a huge Fox News big time interview tomorrow, and it's on simple substitutions you can make in your diet, that very simple ones that give you the biggest bang for your buck. And one thing is, instead of salt, use like onion powder or garlic powder, not salts but powders, flavored vinegars, you know. And there are a lot of companies that make delicious seasonings that have like lemon and parsley and carrots and everything cut up that are so delicious, and there's no salt in them.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad to hear that Fox News has finally caught up to the caliber of this program, and that makes me feel good. So that's great. But
exactly what I thought, Tony.
It's like, wow, they heard. But no, I mean, Susan, you seem to inspire every time you are on the program, and just a lot of great information. And the book is Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And we could talk about this for 2 hours, but unfortunately, we don't have 2 hours to talk about it. But and I want people to buy the book. Where can they go find out and get the book and start implementing these suggestions?
Yes. Now, you can get both Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted on Amazon, of course. No bookstore. I don't even have a copy of Uplifted yet. I just ordered the copies, my 100 copies, and I'll get them in about a week. But you can go to Amazon. But if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, of course, click on the photo where it says of me on the bridge, free monthly newsletters, and then you'll get all this great healthy living info one day a month at the end of each month for the following month. And you get lots of gifts from me when you sign up. But go to New Book, and you'll see Uplifted, and you'll see Wired for High Level Wellness. And this is how you can get autographed copies from me that I put your name in. You know, I tell you exactly how to do this. I write a personal note card to everyone who gets the books through me. I also include a bookmark, and then I put them in an envelope. I address them myself, and I mail them all over the world, and I go to the post office, I wait in line, and I love to do this because I think a lot of people would like to have a book, and you can get extra copies as gifts or send them to a friend, but it's nice to have the first edition book that's autographed by the author with a personal note card to you can keep in the book, along with a beautiful multicolor ribbon bookmark. I try to make it really special, and I say something wonderful and upbeat to you in the note card that you can have as a keepsake to keep forever. And the only way you can get those is if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, make sure you've signed up for the newsletter, and then go to New Book. And you'll see Uplifted, and you can read some of the book endorsements. You can look at the full cover, the front and back. And that page will tell you exactly how to get an autographed copy from me. And these two books together, we've studied and tested this, will show you how in 30 days, 1 month, you can look and feel and be physiologically 10 years younger. So if you can, get both books. Start with Uplifted, so we can work on that, the mental attitude, and Wired has lots of great recipes too at the end of the book. And I do have some how to make sour cream and cheese dairy-free in Uplifted. I have recipes in that book as well.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, Susan, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to our conversations all the time and all the great advice. I feel like I've just been through a big therapy session, and I feel so much better now. So.
Well, listen, I'm always uplifted talking to you. You are such a joy to be with, and it's the highlight of my month, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on A Positive Look. We'll see you next time. And until then, if you have any comments or you would like to for us to take a look at a specific subject, you can simply drop me a line at apositivelookpodcast@gmail.com. apositivelookpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, stay positive, and we'll see you.